learn how to get a skill set that allows you to cope and live with people that are trolling you, people that don't want to see you be successful, and a lot of times these people are not even in your circle anyway. The anxiety that people feel about social media.
Oh, I don't understand it, because I think you and I grew up in a different world,
but I can see it.
I see it every day because of these movies we're making with these kids, and I'm making, you know, these movies with these influencers. I mean, so first of all, social media for all these kids' lives. So they have two lives. They have to do everything right in their real life, and then they have to do everything right in their social media life. And when I hear all these, like, I got to post it right, and you got to not do this, and you can't follow the wrong person, and you have to disfollow this person and unfollow that. I like just figured out today you could unfollow someone. Like, you know, I can't even imagine caring. Like, someone called me and they're like, oh, you have to unfollow this person because blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, why? They're not going to see that I unfollow. I'm like, how do you even know I follow them?
Yeah, how do you even know?
And that's then, like, question. You can look, apparently. And I'm like, okay, like, it really matters. Like, oh, no, it matters. And I realized that, like, that's a life that in your 20s, maybe in your 30s, but in your 20s, they literally have to live by, like, who they follow, who they don't follow. If something happened that was wrong and you're associated, you're supposed to unfollow them or follow them or comment right or don't comment right, or like, and then the whole trolling game has become, you know, it's the whole, we talked about it, the man in the arena. Like, it's like Churchill, like, predicted this before social media, when he talked about, he starts out with, it's not the critic who counts.
It's not, it's the person with the dirt. Marred on his face,
marred with dust and with sweat, dust and blood, sweat and tears. And you know, it's like, I love how he says it though, because it's so applicable to that. And that's what I say to all these people on social media who like judge. It's like, forget the critic, because that person, as he says, not exact words, you know, is a cold, timid soul who's never gonna know the joy of victory or the sadness of defeat, right?
Yes.
And as he says, I'd rather be marred in the dust and the sweat and tears and that try and erred and failed and short time and time again, and known the sweetness of victory and the hardness defeat, of defeat, even if I've only defeated, than to be the cold and timid soul who neither nor defeat nor victory. And that
is know that by heart. I used to know it by heart.
But that's a troll.
That is a troll. But when I'm looking at the kids, and this is one of my biggest concerns, and, you know, I'm glad that we are able to have our podcast Failure, because, you know, it's not pretty, right? It's not something that everyone wants to talk about. When social media is about glitz, glamour, it's not about posting your failure.
Nope.
And it's not about talking about shit that people really act like they don't deal with. So, like, anxiety is something nobody really want to talk about, because it's real, but it's like, why would we talk about it? But I only can imagine some of the DMs that we're going to get from some of the young people that are on social media, that their full-time job is social media. I can imagine a young girl, right, that her whole social media is about her image, her body image, right? And she is having to live by two different types of people and post this away, but then want to be as normal as possible. I can imagine the anxiety that she feels when she gets to a point in her life to where she's ready to move into a business side. You know, you can feel the anxiety every day of, what do I eat? Do I work out? What do I look like?
How about on top of that, then goes into, and then what do I tell people I eat? And what do I tell people I work at? It's like, they don't just have to worry about what they do. They have to worry about what they tell people they do. Then they have to worry about, but on top of that, when I tell people what I do, am I saying it right, or am I going to piss off someone I work with? Like, so there's this girl, Charli D'Amelio, who's like the most followed female TikTok. She was like the first to break 100 million TikTok followers. And we worked a lot with her when we were building our business, and I got to know her family well, and they're just amazing people. Heidi and Mark, her mom and dad, I think she was 17. She got 100 million followers. And she was a dancer and just like a very real person. And she got very emotional. Like trolls would sometimes like shit on her.
Yeah, because they drop in comments. Anybody can drop a comment.
And I remember a few times in her 17-year-old like breaking down on social media crying, just being like, I can't take what you guys are saying about me.
Yeah, this is very interesting because the counselor in me always think about that. Like the comments, people could say anything, trolling, like from an outside, you can really ridicule and really like tear down someone's character without ever knowing them. And you could do it from any remote place in the world. So the anxiety that these young people are feeling, we have to create some type of coping mechanisms and skill sets for these young people to handle the failure of social media, because it's not going anywhere, because it's an amazing tool.
Yeah.
But when every time you share maybe your success, there's 10 people in your comments that you don't know that is there to say you're terrible or
10.
Somebody gave it to you.
Like, dude, I is a person's name who I don't say, but came up with a fictional story on my life. I grew up as a super rich kid. I never made my own money. It was given to me by my dad. Like, all fake.
Oh, somebody just made up the story.
Made up the story. And a very famous social media person who's just famous for being a troll. But all that person's followers believed him. So in my comments, do you know how many times I get like, oh, you're just a kid. Like, easy for the kid of a rich dad to say. And like, I'm thinking like, rich dad, like, I got yelled at for buying $100 pair of jeans once. Like, I drove a minivan. Like, what are you talking about, rich dad? Like, we lived in I lived in Brentwood, but we lived in a 2,200 square foot house for most of my life until we were, you know, I mean, my dad was very smart and very educated and eventually did become successful.
Right.
But I was already successful on my own when he was. Like, you know, he was a doctor and whatever, and he did great, but not
like that.
And I'm rich kid, great. Like, he never turned around and said, you know, here's $1 million.
But you're an adult, so you probably look at the comments a little different. Like, I look at the comments. I actually look at comments on a social media platform for growth.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's different because I want to know the negatives and I want to fail.
Yeah.
And so I'm okay with it because I know it's a part of the process. But when you're 13 years old,
oh, I didn't even know how they take
it. You're just scrolling, and all of a sudden, you do what's natural. You start comparing yourself.
Yep.
You start comparing where you should be versus where you really are.
Lamborghini, mansion.
Yep.
You know, boat.
The
nightclub.
The
private planes. Yeah. Like, so.
And that's not even really what it is. And
oh, man, they go shoot. I don't want to give away a part of our movie, but like in our new movie Skill House coming up, we pull into that world a bit. And even though it's a horror movie and we market it a bit, like where the top influencers in the world are shooting on a private plane. And then all of a sudden you pull out and you realize it's a set they're shooting on. And they're posting on a private plane. They're like thanking their followers. Oh, that's why I'm flying around on private planes. And then you like cut and you realize in the movie, like we make fun, they're walking off of a set where they're shooting on the private plane just so their audience thinks they're on a private plane. And this is a real location where influencers actually go shoot pretending to be on a private plane.
So for you young people that are out there, from Ryan and I, we want you to be highly encouraged just to put one foot in front of the other.
That's it.
Like Ryan said earlier, with him being a CEO and owning different companies, he still wake up to put one foot in front of the other. So for you guys that are out there that making your living or want to do things, don't look to the right, don't look to the left. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other and learn how to get a skill set that allows you to cope and live with people that are trolling you, people that don't want to see you be successful. And a lot of times these people are not even in your circle anyway. So don't let that anxiety, because you can feel the anxiety of like opening up your app, and they're opening these young people that this is their society, bro.
I know.
This is where they live at. They live on each platform in some different way, form, to where they're gonna see it. And so my thing is what skill sets are needed to overcome the anxiety that you can feel through comparing yourself to what is reality versus fiction, and to be able to enjoy social media and leverage the platform. Like, it's like all of these little things.
So I think from it being in social media somewhat, like one of our businesses, right? I've realized the one thing you have to realize is social media isn't real.
There you go.
So it has the word media in it for a reason. Mm-hmm. You're like, just TVs and movies. Movie stars, that's not their real life. TV stars is not their real life. It's made up. Even I did 29 reality, no, sorry, 39 reality series. Of all 39, there wasn't one that wasn't at least loosely scripted, right? Nothing's actually reality. You know, the reality is social media mm-hmm. is social media. Media, i.e. made for entertainment.
I love that.
And what people have to understand,
that.
And I don't
he
think
said
they
that
do.
One more time, so that, you know, that way, that's really good, because you just taught me something.
It's, you know, when you think about the word, so being a media person, right? So media to me means you're making something for entertainment, a movie, a television show. But social media, all it means is it's media, things made for entertainment value mm-hmm. that are being shared socially versus watching it, you know, mm-hmm. through another platform. That's it.
That's it.
So somehow people decided this is real life. And I could tell you, seeing firsthand with, I mean, I think, you know, we did the Sway House, we did the Hype House, we did, you know, the Compound, we did the Triller House, we did, you know, I had all the top 100, you know, TikTok influencers or whatever, 95 of them grew up in our houses that we wow. had, and, you know, were under contract with us. I could tell you, like, they know it's not real. Like, they know this is their job, is to entertain, and they're really good at it. And whatever they're entertaining is, the entertainment could be like, it looks like just having fun. And no, I mean, even like Mr. Beast, who's obviously so successful in what he does. But think about it. How much does he spend each episode?
Oh, he's gonna spend
like $5 million an episode or something.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just going out and talking, and it's not him just saying, hey, world. No, he's literally putting millions, more than people put into a TV show, into doing a post. Right. And when you put it in that context and you think about it, right. And then he launches a chocolate bar off of it and a burger off of it. And, you know, it's like, this is all commerce. And what happens is our kids today look at that and scroll and go like, I must be doing something wrong, because, mm-hmm. and then the thing about the comments I realize is also, so it's like a TV critic, right? Like, you know, when I was a kid, and I don't know about you, but when critics liked movies, I didn't want to see it because it meant I was going to hate it. Like, if a critic was writing a good like a good review on a movie, I'm like, oh, that's gonna be one of those, that's gonna be one of those like boring Academy movies that I'm not gonna want to watch, like some drama, right? The moment you saw like so and so gives it 8 stars and Siskel and Ebert say they love it, right? And the moment they're like, ah, it was trash, I'm like, oh, I'm sure I'm gonna love that movie, right? And it's, I don't see it as much different than the trolls, right? Or even comments. First of all, who has time to go look at someone else's social media when they don't know you?
Right.
Right. So if it's your friend and they're commenting, good or bad, then it's like, okay, pay attention to that. Your friend right. just said something in front of the world to you.
To you.
Okay. So that means something. If it's your friend or right. someone you know, right. and there's a reason why. But if it's a random face, and especially what I've noticed with most of the negative comments is you post, it's not even a real account. It's like some dummy account they've used with like, or it's private, and you're like, okay, yeah, really, you're going to post a comment about someone you don't know from a private account, right? So who has time to sit there and type up like, oh, you're a horrible person, you know, you suck, and everything you say sucks, or whatever it is. Like, who has time to actually... not a real person, number one, no. and not someone who's actually someone you should care about.
Or someone that is actually in the game, skin in the game.
They don't, you know what? If they're doing well, or they're succeeding, and success doesn't have to be money, right?
Right.
They're out there living their best life, right? As we said in my last company, you do you. If they're doing you,
right.
themselves, right? And they're productive in their life, in whatever it is. It could be in basketball, it could be in be entrepreneur, it could be as simple as like, I'm a trash man, but I'm the best, hardest working trash man there is. They're not sitting at home writing negative comments about people.
Absolutely.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And so when you put it in that context and you're like, let me just start with like, if you walk down the street and I don't know, a homeless person who's, you know, hasn't had food and is intoxicated starts yelling names at you, are you going to like start questioning yourself?
No.
You kind of feel bad for the person. You're going to be like, oh, what's wrong? Did they have a mental illness? Are they just out of money? What put them on the street? Mm-hmm. What put them to where they need to attack me, right?
Right.
What's different from that? And the person who has the time to go onto your feed, who doesn't know you, it's not part of a game. It's not like, oh, well, this guy and this guy are like, you know, when these young kids are like, you know, going at it, it fuels that for them is a whole like, you know, I'm going to threaten this guy and he's going to threaten me and our followers are going to, we're going to have a beef and they're going to talk about it. That's just part of social media,
right?
Like media, that's their job. But when it's someone that's just randomly popping in your feed and shitting on you, why is that any different than the person who you're walking by on the street that you don't know? He's like, hey, you're a fucking asshole. You're like, you feel bad for that guy.
Right. You feel bad for him and you really don't acknowledge like, that.
No.
So like, so basically what you're saying is for the young people, when they are being trolled on social media, if it's not someone that they're connected to, like you shouldn't even give it any energy at all, because literally that person had to take time to come to their page to leave a nasty comment. If it was a comment of like improvement,
yeah,
or what we call like in sports where, you know, coaches on you, mm-hmm. and
constructive,
and
it's criticism.
Constructive is like, hey, but even in that, most people that really give constructive criticism, they can direct message you or they have some type of access to you that allows you to be able to accept the constructive criticism. But you're not going to accept constructive criticism from people that you don't know anyway.
Right.
Because they don't know everything.
If a random
about
person
you.
Walked up and said to you, here's what you should change in your life, you're going to be like, you don't know about my life. You know 1% of it, right?
Right.
You're not here with me.
On a day-to-day basis.
But if it's someone who's around you, like if you said to me, hey, Ryan, I want to tell you something, like I think this and this and this could be better, I'm going to listen.
Because we're right.
And I'm going to be like, he's trying to help me.